The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful day. A bit snowy here. Obviously, we're north of the lake, and we didn't get as much snow as our cousins to the south who are across the pond. But we're sorry to hear. Apparently, they got 4 feet of snow in some areas. Wow, a lot of snow. Anyway, thank you. I hope they dig themselves out. When I was a kid, I loved the idea of making snow forts, and a lot of snowy days we didn't have to go to school, so that's not working for me anymore. I have to go to work no matter what. But I do feel bad for those that have to put up with it and shovel for days to get out of their homes. I remember once it took me 3 days to get into my house because I was away, got back. The snow is about 4 feet tall, and it took me 3 days to dig in to the house. So I feel for those guys down south who has to go through the same. Maybe go through the same. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101.com. Thank you. It's a beautiful snowy day. Like I said, a little cold. It's not our warm weather, but we're dealing with it. Today and every Sunday, we're on the radio. We talk about spirituality. Our intent is to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to wake you up, to live the best life possible, for you to understand who you are and the opportunity to know thyself, to learn everything about you and to put yourself on the top shelf where you belong. Wake up to a new reality. Wake up to the strength and the inner peace that you could live, where fear will not live, where love will always conquer everything and the hate will remove. Remember, if you're hoping or planning to love somebody, you must love yourself first. Only way to give something you've got is to get it. And if you're trying to love this anything at all, make sure you understand what the love is. That is first. Wake up to that reality. We talk about spirituality and the fact that we've all come here from the same place, by the same method. We spend time here living in this body, and eventually we put it down, lay it down when it's old, diseased, accidents, and all these things. We give it back to the earth, and then we continue and get a new body and move on, much like our conveyor belt. Wake up to that reality. Become the greatest self. Learn that you are limitless. The God that exists is in you. The greatest books you'll ever read will refer to the fact that we're all sons of the Most High. Women and men and women equally the same. We're all the same from the same method. Living a life. Our intent was to come to have a purpose, to experience what it's like to have the human body, to have the human experience. And everybody always asks about the devil, and I say it all the time, and a lot of people don't want to hear it. Well, the devil just exists because we made him up. There is not a hell out there other than the one that you may have created for yourself. The moment you step out of the body, lay it down, and try to resume a good spiritual life, all the evil ways, the wicked that you've done, or other men, people have done, will be dissolved with the body, because it is not a part of you. It is only your vehicle. Wake up to that reality. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness. Realize who you are. Find your strength. Know that the way to live is with love, peace, and tranquility, not fear and hostility. We don't have the ability to create or to dictate to another person how they should live their life, nor should we try to do that. Wake up to that reality. If we are trying to control, manipulate, trying to order, create something else for another purpose, we have a hidden agenda. If we're telling other people this is the way to live, you're not right. You're inaccurate with that measure, simply because you have no method, no way at all humanly possible of knowing another purpose, another person's purpose. You may not even know yours, because if you did, you wouldn't be telling me your way is the way. You may not even know yours, because if you did, you wouldn't be telling me that you feel as if you're inferior or superior to another existing human being on this planet. Wake up to that reality. So when I say there is no devil, let me correct that a little bit. It does reside within the individual, but it doesn't go anywhere past the body. And you will lay that down, the ill ways of life, the same way you must inevitably lay down the body. Wake up to that reality. Know that you are limitless. Know that all things are achievable. You just need to believe that. All the tools that is required to get you through this journey, for you to be successful in whatever it is that you venture off into, you will accomplish. Your desire to succeed is the fuel that will get you to the next level. Just the desire of the body will help, depending on what it is you're hoping to accomplish, wherever your success lies, where the goal that you're trying to achieve, where that line is drawn. The man who has succeeded, or woman or person or countries who has succeeded, will not be the same method for you. And I said last week in another show that someone could come on your television or newspaper or anywhere in the media and tell you how they got to their success, how they were able to get rich, how they were able to get to this point or to be successful. They could tell you how all that was accomplished, but that is only their method. Yours might be completely different, or it might not even be the path for you. It might not be the things that you're most interested in. What makes us a success, us human beings, is our personalities. And you need to exercise that. Put it out front. Put yourself out there. Create what you desire. Your success is determined based on your interest or lack of failure. Same thing. Do not allow the other person to tell you how you could be successful. They are usually telling you how they did it. And they're right, because they're probably speaking from a platform of success, whatever that may be. But in the process, they're trying to rope you in into buying into their further success. Please understand, their road may lead to success, but not necessarily your success. Wake up to that reality. Thank you for joining the show. And do remember that this show will be repeated on Thursdays at 10 p.m. same place. Enjoy the show. Thank you for joining us. To all the longtime listeners, all my new listeners, people from all around the world who tunes in to catch this show, I appreciate you being there. Welcome to all. To everybody, I say, welcome home. many times I have to explain what I mean by welcome home. This is your dab into spirituality. This is your exposure into spirituality. What we talk about are the things that would have been innate in you, the tools that has come with you to make you a success, to make you great, still reside within you. Therefore, the focus to achieve or the focus to become accomplished, whatever that means to you, that tool is within you. It's in the toolbox. We showed up fully, fully efficient, and we have all the ability to achieve what we want to do. That is within you. When I say welcome home, I'm reminding you that you are a spiritual being. You are in a spiritual world. Your spiritual existence is a part of your everyday life. Many, many moons ago, we lived more spiritually and not as controlled by the powers at be. We were more free to think and create and to achieve. Somebody got a hold of that program and has changed it. Regardless, thank you for coming home. So, we've talked about the idea of multitasking, and the reason I'm bringing this up today is because somebody wants to challenge the idea that you can multitask, and I've always wondered how is that possible when the human mind is only able to focus on one item at a time. One thing. You can look at one item at a time. You can see a whole bunch. Like if you're listening to a music or tone of something, you can hear a whole bunch of it. But if you try to listen, you'll only focus on the one. Multitasking allows us to focus on one item at a time. We do not multitask very well. It just means we're messing up a whole bunch of other things. When you're driving and you're listening to music, you're driving, you're hearing music. When you listen to the music, you're operating a vehicle, and that's quite the difference. You are only able to focus on one thing at a time, means that multitask is not real. It's comparable to cow tipping. Yes, every time I talk to someone, they will tell me stories they've heard or they've been a part of that they were cow tipping, and it always makes me laugh because that is like multitasking. You can't do that. I don't know that the cow's going to stand still, so you could tip him over, and if he was or she was, there's a good chance that you would not have the physical strength to push over a cow. However, I need to say cows don't sleep standing up. So that's not going to happen. If he's not sleeping, no, he's not going to stand still for you to push him over. Is cow tipping real? Absolutely not. Ask anybody who's ever lived on a farm or been around cows. Good luck on trying to do that. Anyway, we went down that rabbit hole just to express the fact that you won't multitask and be successful ever because it's not real. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of us. We're going to talk about spirituality today like we do every other day. What we want to talk about is the ability to have, how does the victim become the oppressor? What makes the victim change and become the oppressor? Well, some will say it's inevitable. If you're being held down, or if you're being oppressed, if you are being ruled out, cast aside, pushed away, two things will happen. You'll either get broken and not lose interest, or you develop strength. If you're holding me down, you're making me stronger because you're teaching me how to fight, how to deal with endurance and to be strong and to do, to be prepared for the battle. You may lose the battle, but inevitably, if you are being oppressed, eventually you will win the war. I was having a conversation not too long ago where they wanted to talk about the rules that were overturned recently. We're not going to touch that because it's simply too political. And that's not what we do. We talk about spirituality. How does the victim eventually becomes the villain? What happens in our human minds? Do we feel we have the need to be above another? And why do we feel this way? Do we feel we have the need to bully somebody? Why do we feel that way? Are the bullies today were once victims of a situation that was bullying them, and this is why they show up in front of us as a bully? Probably. I haven't met them all, but we have to understand that if you are bullying somebody, there's a good chance that you're feeling insecure about something. Inevitably, the victims will rise through that and eventually become the villain. And that, to me, is a very hard task. I don't understand it. I don't truly understand what happens in the human mind that makes us feel we need to be on top of something. What I do understand is if we feel the need to be on top or in charge or control of something, it is probably, most definitely, a cry of our own insecurities, of our own fear. We're not recognized. If you tried to oppress a group of people, if you didn't want them to vote, if you didn't want them to be equal to you in your home, if you didn't want them to have the rights to choose their path in life, why do you feel you have that right? And why do you feel the need to try to exercise all that? What makes a victim become a villain? What makes the victim turn around and start holding down or oppressing another group of people? You would think being in that position where you were being brutally disadvantaged, though, if the tables were turned, you would learn from the experience of being on that blade side of that weapon. Now you hold the handle and you're doing the very same to those that was done to you. What happens in us that makes us become the villain when we were at some point the victim? Are they now more afraid of giving up that strength, knowing full well that it's inevitable and it's nature's way for us to live? They have to hold on to that because they know if they let it go, they will eventually become the victim. Are you following me on this? What is it that makes us go from being in the oppressive seat to merge into the seat of the oppressor? Why does the victim eventually become the villain? What quality that resides within us? If we were connected to a spiritual existence, if we were living our life the way nature intended us to live our life, we would not feel the need to be bigger or smaller than anyone else. We would feel the need. We'll realize equality is what human being is all about. We've had calls here saying that we're different. We're not different. We're all the same. Our circumstances were different, are different. How we were treated is different. Be it man, woman, child, boy, of people of color, race, whatever the case may be, the circumstance is the difference. The human being in the equation is the same. But if you're placed in a position of facing maybe political injustice, maybe poverty, maybe oppression, your reaction will be different. You have a pet and you love that pet, but if you want to see the violent side of that pet, corner him and give him no choice, and he will lash out because he goes into defensive mode. If we seek the path of a spiritual journey through life, we will have no desire to exercise brute strength or force towards our fellow man who's on the same journey as you are. Wake up in the morning, put his pants on one foot at a time, and goes out to make a living, if that's what he or she does. The quest to follow through life for everybody is the same. We have a desire to succeed. We have a desire to get by. The next man has the very same and his day or days have the same 24 hours that yours does. His stomach has the same need that yours does. The ability to sleep or desire to want sleep is the same as yours. But if you're sleeping on the rock versus the king mattress, well, you may be a little bit more comfortable. However, you're still fulfilling the same task. When you go to the bar with your friends and you're having a drink, whatever they drink may be different from what you're drinking, but the end result will still be the same. We just have a difference in how it tastes on the way down. When it hits you on the inside, your reaction might be different, but you have to assume the journey towards that is the same. As all of us journeying through life, we're all doing the same. What is it among with you that's within you that feel that your journey is not as important or more important than the next person that takes the same path as you? Wake up to that reality. We're going to take a quick second and take a look at the emails that we may get.
And we are. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You could write into us right now with a comment, a question, a thought. And our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Lauren wrote in, "Hello from Buffalo, New York. We are just shy of 5 feet."
Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Lauren. Good luck with that. Kelly writes in and says, "Barrington, I have dictated to some people. And what I have told them is when they're doing wrong, such as stealing, drugs, etc., I dictated to them what they should be doing to improve their life and not going down this path. So I think dictation of life," well, and she's got that in quotes, "dictation of life is sometimes a very good thing." That's from Kelly. Pauline writes in and says, "Barrington, this is a philosophy show, but you have called it spirituality. What's the difference between spirituality and philosophy?" That's Pauline. And last one here, Ralph wrote in. Ralph says, "I listen to you often, but I'm reading between the lines a lot of times. It seems a lot of your messages have to do with racism. Why is that?" And that's Ralph. And back to you, sir.
Ralph, I'm not sure what you're reading between the lines, and I'm not sure what I have said to you that's relative to racism. I don't feel that I have that in me. However, I hope that what you've been reading, you will take a closer look at it, because that is the furthest from my intention. And reading between the lines, I'm glad you said reading between the lines, because that's usually a setup for you've misread. I don't want to say much more about that, but no, that's not where we're going with this. I appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you for coming home. Within our path of spirituality and our journey through life, we tend to have preferences, and we tend to have things that we appreciate and not appreciate as much. However, in this case, and you're reading between the lines, I have to let you know that it's you're misreading. That's not the intent of the show. That's not what we talk about. As somebody had said, we were more of a spiritual base and philosophy base. And this is what we're talking about, not what you probably misread. Thank you very much for that. Kelly, spirituality and philosophy, they go both hand in hand. When we talk about somebody who's of a spiritual existence, we're talking about someone who believes in the ways of spirituality. Philosophy and spirituality, they run hand in hand. Are they separate? I think if you encounter one, if you do one, you will encounter the next. What I feel about philosophy is how you perceive life to be. What is your philosophy in life? How does it work for you? The spiritual aspect of it is a truth, kind of like the common denominator among all things. The spirituality exists in all of us, believe it or not. Do we practice it? Do we want to follow it? Do we want to give it a radio play, give it some time? It still is there. Just because you're not acknowledging it, it's not, it is there. When we talk about philosophers, we talk about Plato, we talk about Nietzsche, we talk about all these great philosophers, even Shakespeare of our existence, they speak about the way of life for them. Spirituality talks about what exists within you. Like, you know, the water that's within you, though you don't acknowledge it, there's 80% of it that exists within you. The differences between the two is the fact is one is the way of life as we're living it. One is the way of life as we should be living it. Thank you very much. I hope I explained that to the best of my ability, and I hope you understand it really well. Kelly, you talk about dictating to others, and you have pointed out to them some things that were wrong, like stealing, and hopefully try to correct, or doing drugs, or trying to correct their way of life and see them through a better path. And I hope that's your intention. However, when you say dictating to other people and stealing, well, stealing, everybody would do it if it was a need to survive. You see, so when you talk about that very specific item in life, is it a survival need or just the facts that they want to have some good things? When you take something that doesn't belong to you, like all the other animals out there that will do the same, are you doing it for survival? Because it's innate. It's inevitable. No, and we had a call about this a while back. You don't need a brand new Mustang or a Tesla, or, you know, you don't need one of those. But if you needed some food, you may do it. If you needed drugs to live, to survive, medication, if you want to call it that, you will take it. So let's determine, let's get to the point of trying to figure out what is right or what is wrong. And before, when you could give me that very clear answer, because right and wrong has always been about perspective. It is right if it works for you. It's wrong when it doesn't. And we all choose that. The people that you're dictating to probably have a different lifestyle than yours. And of course, it sounds like you decided that their lifestyle is wrong in comparison to yours. So you feel we need to dictate to them. But let me throw this at you. What if their action was to teach you what not to do? What if they were doing what they're supposed to do to teach you to not to get off the path that you're on for whatever reason you're on your path? Their action is teaching you something. Do we have the right to tell another person to follow us through life? No. Their actions will be determined based on their purpose. I have said this before on this show. There's a member of my family that's taught every single man in this family what to do, what not to do. It was in my 40s when I realized how important it was that we had this member of our family teaching us what not to do. Before that, we all thought he was just losing it. However, I've come to conclude that his actions were teaching me something very important in life. I appreciate him more for that. The people that we choose to dictate to, we want to step back and try to figure out why are we dictating to these people doing something different than what we do? What's their purpose? Start with that. Lauren, I'm sorry to hear about shy of 5 feet. Wow, that's a lot of snow. Good luck. I don't know what to say, but you sound as if you're out, you know, you're not in it right this minute. You might be in your home, and it does happen from time to time. We haven't had that up here for quite some time, up here north of where you are in Toronto, further east where I am. But 5 feet of snow is a lot of digging. Good luck with that. Take it easy. Get a lot of rest, and don't go at it aggressively, because a lot of the times the shoveling of the snow has won the battle, if you know what I mean. Thank you for that. So people are calling in. They're disagreeing with what I have to say, and I understand that. Controversial is always controversy is always important. And when I do answer your questions, and I go at it at my best, and it's not to be judgmental, I understand there's a whole bunch of us on this planet, 7.6 billion or even more of us on the planet. We're all going to have different ideas, and we're going to have different ways of how we want to approach life. When we talk about spirituality and we talk about philosophy and all the things that make our lives easier, it's not necessarily for the same, not necessarily the same for everyone. Your path may be different. Your path is going to be your path. Do I think there's a common denominator, as in the guide and the path that we should take in life? Absolutely. It's called tolerance among your fellow man, person, people. Acceptance of your fellow man, person, people. This is inevitable. Life and our journey begins the same place and ends at the same place for everybody, regardless of which path you take. Some people choose to be destructive and others don't see it as the way for them. Some people choose to be a quiet, a leader, you know, a dictator, you know, an icon, an entertainer. The path that they take is as chosen for them, and I don't know at any time that we have the right to tell them that they're doing wrong. I don't know that we have the right at any time to say my way is better, and even go further, my way or the highway is better, because you can't determine better. I've always said good or bad is relevant to your own belief. Right and wrong is the same thing. There is no standard right, there is no standard wrong, but there is a truth. And if you were of a spiritual mind, you will seek the truth. And the truth will set you free, make you happy, clear your insecurities, remove your fear, introduce you to the love that exists. The truth is what we seek to find. And it's not the truth based on somebody's law. It's the truth based on the laws of nature, which is still given to us by nature. We're all a part of this existence. If you walk into the ocean, yes, you will come out wet. And this is the truth for everybody, providing you're not wearing a suit that's preventing that from happening. The point being, it is the truth that exists. Your right and another person's right will always be in conflict because you can't both be right. But there is only one common denominator of truth. How do you know the truth? Is you know yourself. Know who you are. Study and understand everything about you. And to thine own self, you must be true. Wake up to that reality. We're talking about what transfers us from being the victim into one day turning around and being the person who is causing the heartache. We just had Ralph called us, emailed and said he's reading between the lines. I have no idea what that means. I think I do, but I'm not 100% sure. And it seems as if a lot of what we're talking about is race. I need to address that. It is not. People are people. People are people. And people are treated based on their environment, where they're from, what they do, their religion, their belief, maybe their food, their culture, the part of the world that they live in. So people will act different, like the fish in the ocean. They're all different, but they all live in the one ocean that exists. They name it. They break it up and name it into small pieces. But when you dice it all up, it is just one. And based on where you live, you're going to be a little different. You're going to be more conducive to the environment, to the part that you choose. For the ones that are in the cold, I guess they're more tolerant to cold. And the ones who are not, they're less tolerant. But it has to do with the fact that they all live in the same world. People are the same. How are we different? That's what we're trying to figure out. It's just relevance to what you do. Reading between the lines, it's kind of like a hypothesis. You're just guessing. That's what you're doing. And that will never work. Get the facts. So, what makes us go from being oppressed to not being, to being the oppressor? What makes us, when you look at a society that says a certain group of people, women can't vote, or this gay can't work for this group, or they can't live in this neighborhood, it's all across the board of one group trying to block the other group from accomplishing things. What makes us, what takes us there? How do we get there? What's the reason that we feel we need to be there? I say, wake up to a reality of learning to live in a world that doesn't have a leader. And I don't mean a government body leader. Somebody's got to build the roads and put up the skyscraper. But I'm talking about the ideas, the ideology of how your life should play out, how you should live, what religion you should follow, what group you should be a part of, what neighborhood you should live in. It doesn't work that way, and it can't be conducive for everybody. What I do know is if we're all created the same way, by the same method, we all have the same abilities to accomplish. Nobody's idea is more right. Nobody's religion is better. No one's food is better. Well, your mom's cooking probably could win a few notches, but regardless, it is doing the same job, how it goes down, when it goes down. Wake up. We're talking about spirituality. We're talking about philosophy. We're talking about life. We're talking about an easy way to journey through life. If you can understand, like I said earlier, we all start in the same place at this race. We all start the journey, and the finish line is equal for everybody. Though you may have spent 80 years or 8 years, 100 years or 70 years, finish becomes the same. Start and then finish. And what you do in the middle, hope, was productive. Do we have the right to judge somebody and tell them that they're doing wrong by them not doing their life the way I choose to do mine? Well, that's judgment, and we're not supposed to be doing that. We could sit back and hope that we learn something from that doer, and they will often teach you what not to do. And that's the easiest way, because the actions always, always, always speaks louder volumes than the words. So if their purpose was to teach you, anybody's purpose was to teach you what to do, what not to do, pay attention. Pay attention to the lesson that you're learning. And you might choose not to be a part of that because it doesn't work with your lifestyle. Wake up to that reality. You're listening to Barrington. There's a book out there called Awaken Ascension Guide. It gives it to you, aligns you to your true purpose of
And Barrington, if you can hear us, we lost you. If you're there, Barrington, we lost you. There you go. Are you back?
I'm here.
Okay, we lost you for about 30, 40 seconds. Back to you.
I'm sorry. Internet connection. It was unstable. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Thank you for interjecting. I was just going. So I'm not sure where you missed out. We're talking about Awaken an Ascension Guide. It is said aligns you to your true purpose. It's a book available to you at Amazon.com. Check it out. You will enjoy it. While we're at this, there's also Barrington, H-E-A-M-I, Barrington Awaken is our website. All the books, all the stories that we've done, all the shows that we've done are listed there. Today's show is no exception to that. It'll be there as well. It's called The Victims. How did we become the victims? So thank you very much for being a part of the show. Do we have any emails there, sir?
We have a couple here. Mitch wrote in and he said, this is a great compliment. He says, Barrington, you speak so eloquently. I was wondering, do you have a a PhD or a master's degree in philosophy? You sound amazing. That's from Mitch. Thank you, Mitch. Chester wants to know, do you have any mentors or heroes regarding spirituality or philosophy? That's from Chester. And lastly, nope, I think there's one more here. Hold on. Yeah, Colleen writes in, you did mention your book, but she wants to know about a website. If you have a website or you recommend a website that she can go to learn more about spirituality. That's from Colleen. Back to you.
Yeah, thank you. Colleen, we'll jump on that one first. My website is HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. There's tons of stuff on the internet on spirituality and how to go about waking up yourself to come to a realization that there's a lot more about what we're seeing. There's a lot of people on the internet, on YouTube, that will talk about spirituality. And basically what they should be doing is giving you a journey into which you could learn a little bit more. I follow, and this is going to answer Chester's email. There's a guy that I followed for many years. I read a lot of his books, followed what he was doing. Asad Guru is his name, and you could view him on YouTube. He's all over the place. He's internationally known. Other than that, if you meditate, if you sit still and meditate, the answers do come to you. If you open yourself up to experiencing all that exists in the world, and I've said this many times, if you undo the jar, the lid of the jar, and expose yourself to the universe, let your mind be open and free, you will get the answers. You will remove the doubts and the insecurities and the fear, and what will come to you is a following the way that nature intended us to be. Instinctively, you will be connected to all that there is. The information is there. There's no new information. All the information that exists in the world is always has been and is still there lurking for you to meet it halfway. Just take a journey into your spiritual path and try to figure out what you're looking for. And by all means, the answers will come. I will remind you, I will say this, it's not a reminder, I will say this, the more you learn and the higher up you go, is the more you realize how little you knew. And that's discouraging because, you know, at a young age, we all had all the answers for everything, especially when we were teenagers. We had all the answers. And then you get to a certain age going, oh, my God, I didn't know squat. And then you get older. And the more you open up this box is the more information that's available to you. If your desire is to have an abundance of information about things that's relevant to your life, yeah, you take on a path of meditation, but the higher up you go, the more you learn, the more you realize how little you know. And somebody's going to throw something at you one day and go, wow, you know, I've been studying this for how many years and I had no idea about that. The higher up you go, the more you're going to see, the more you learn, the more you realize how little you know. Ignorance is bliss for some people, but it's not the truth for all. Chester, a mentor I talk about, I follow a lot of people. I do read a lot of books. I've read a lot of books over the years, especially from, say, about age 35 to mid-40s. And I wanted to get all the information. But what I've come to understand is when I'm getting their information, it's almost as if we know that already. It's almost like a reminder, the book you're picking up and you're reading or the movies or the stories or the documentary that you may receive. It's almost a reminder that, oh, yeah, I knew that already. You know, it's like somebody could come into your path right now, teach you how to tie your shoe and you go, I already know that. But you're not doing it. You're wearing flip-flops and you're using Velcro wraps or whatever. But you just don't see the relevance to tap into that source anymore because you've gone past it and something else has come to your presence today. But when you read and you tap into a lot of information, even hearing what I'm talking about here, you will say, oh, yeah, that's true. That makes sense. I know that. So it's kind of like a reminder. So the more I follow a lot of these people and they're telling me their information, to get this an abundance of training. It's a reminder of the information that you already have. And then the more you study it, the more you remember it so you could broadcast it or tell it to other people. Your cup is full with all that there is. Everybody's cup is full with all that there is. And a lot of the people that will tell you to go through and do this and study this and do that, you remember it. You know where to find it because we're all connected to the same divine knowledge or wisdom. We're just not using it. You've heard the phrase many times about common sense and how you know, we've had calls of people saying everybody has common sense. Let me just say this. Everyone has the same amount of common sense. A lot of people just don't use it. They're not using it for whatever reason, but it's still there. The wisdom that exists on this planet is within all of us. We're just not tapping into it so we can feel it or exercise or live it because it's not relevant to us. Some of us wants to live knowing ignorance is bliss. Okay? Just saying all that. Do I have a PhD? And no. Every time I've taken a course to learn something more about what I speak of the radio, it was always for me. Many years I've studied philosophy and gone through, I was never interested in getting that degree because I've gotten more than I want. And the piece of paper on the wall isn't going to justify who I am, nor will it do any justice for me to say I went through this course to that course, because it's not relevant and it wasn't what I was doing to be able to get a job or to impress or to get into anybody's office or whatever. I just wanted to know. Many of the courses that I took part of, I would get enough from it. And when I had enough, I'd walk away. I'm good. You know, I'm going through school to learn how to do this. And if it's like, for example, I went all the way through learning how to become an electrician, a master electrician. So I needed that because when I go to apply for a job or pull permits or, you know, apply to the city for anything, I had to prove that I went through all these hoops. But if I had no desire, if I wanted to learn how to do plumbing in my house, I'd probably just stay in the course long enough to figure out how to get that done, walk away from it, and I don't need a piece of paper on my wall to say any different. Do I have a PhD? No. I don't have one. Besides, you also have to understand the best learning that you'll ever do is the one that you're most interested in and all the where your curiosity lies or the desire for it. And you could do this anywhere in life. You don't need to be in a big brick and mortar with a blackboard in front of you. You could do that in the park, in your home, in the basement. And it just has a lot to do with your desire. I was so intrigued with learning about spirituality. I couldn't put the book down. I couldn't stop reading about it. I couldn't stop meditating. I wanted to get to a point where I truly understand a lot about it. And there's still a lot more I don't know or understand. But it was that much important. It was very important to me. So what happened was when I got to a certain level, I said, oh, I'm going to tell this to people so they too could take this path of learning of how to live happy and free. Thank you. I hope I answered all of that, all the questions that you're asking to the best of my ability and that you are satisfied with the answer. Today, we're talking about how the human mind doesn't seem to be able to hold one pillar of being. It just changes. It just changes all the time. If you're being the part of a group, for example, we were talking earlier today, not us outside of this show, about a group of women in some countries don't have the right to vote or have the right to determine whether or not they can have abortion or they have to cover themselves up. And they talk about how they are oppressed by their system as their birthright didn't choose it for them, but the system that they're part of made the choice. So they themselves were oppressed. And there's a huge story recently about one of the big decisions that was made here in North America, and it was since turned around. It's not a political show. We're not going down that rabbit hole, but I'm simply trying to emphasize the fact that we as human beings feel the need to control another group of people, and that's wrong. That's very wrong. if you're trying to keep them nonviolent and the rest of society safe and all this, we have systems that's in play to take you out of society so you're not harmful to everyone else, some people. You know, however, we don't have that choice. We don't have the right to tell others how their life should be. You have a guardian, and if your parent are not taking good care of you and there's something wrong with you, yes, the laws that governs our existence has that right to step in and tell you how to live. However, if it didn't make you the boss of everybody else, why would you pretend to be or want to pretend that you are? That is wrong. So, in a nutshell, if you follow the path of spirituality, if you take on this journey of spirituality, if you take on this journey, spirituality simply means the quest for knowledge, the control, connect yourself to what is real for you. If you jump in the river and you just hang out and just be there, eventually you'll end up in the ocean because the river will go through the bends and the falls and everything else, the ponds, and get you to your destination. Walking through spirituality does the same. It will get you there. It's the quest of understanding and wanting to know more about your existence. Wake up. We talk about raise yourself to the higher to a higher level of consciousness. Give yourself the ability to understand all or most of what exists. Nature offers us all the abundance of information. Unfortunately, in a lot of the cases, our time that is required to get the proper information has been restricted. But it doesn't stop you from stepping out, going into a path, going into something that's going to enrich your life or the people's lives that's around you, maybe the ones you're caring for. It doesn't stop that. Allow yourself to be exposed without prejudice to all that there is. Try different things. Take good care of yourself. Learn how to be the best self. Start there. Take some time to learn how you could be the best you. And once you learn how to be the best you, you're well on your way. You do not have to follow the ideology of anybody else. You do not have to follow the path of anyone else. The guidance is there. I've said this many times. Who or what told the deer to run when the lion approaches it? Instinctively, the deer knew, get the heck out of here because you're going to be breakfast, maybe lunch. We are instinctively connected to our own guide the same way. Who told the caterpillar to crawl into the cocoon for metamorphosis to happen? Instinctively, they're connected. We as human beings are still connected to the source that guides us to the path that we need to be on. Wake up to that reality. We meditate to expose ourselves to all that there is, to connect ourselves to this great wave of life. We have the same ability as all the other animals to live and experience the God life. We're not alone. We had instructions as how to live. Somewhere along the line, somebody divided and started pulling us apart and creating groups and manipulating us and telling us how we should live. Find out that information for yourself. Allow yourself to get the truth for you. One of the questions that's been asked many times is, will we ever know the truth? Yeah. First, you have to remove the untruth. Find out what you're not. Find out exactly what you're not, and what would remain would be the truth. We have about 5 minutes left to go. Do we have any other information, any emails?
Just one email here, and this is from Samuel, And he says, just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to your U.S. listeners. It's this coming Thursday, the biggest holiday of the year in the U.S. And that's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. And thanks. Thanksgiving on Thursday. We had ours a few, couple of months ago, and it's a little bit behind you. Yes, it's your biggest holiday. And happy Thanksgiving to all the Americans down there. And we are not going to be around because it'll be Thursday. But happy Thanksgiving. Have fun. Be safe. And love your family. Spend all the time you possibly can with a family member or family members. And do well and be the best you. Happy Thanksgiving to all our neighbors to the south. Today's show, we went through a whole bunch of things. We had to answer some questions, and I'm sorry I blocked out there for a little bit. Can't trust the internet as good as we should, but we do from time to time. Today, we talked about how does the victim eventually, inevitably, it seems, to become the oppressor, the villain, and are the people who are showing who are the bullies today, were they one day, somewhere along the line, journey through life where they themselves were being bullied. Today was a very special day. We've covered a whole bunch of things. We talked about the southern side of us who's covered in shy 5 feet of snow. I can't even imagine that anymore. Wow. And we're having a wonderful time. We're getting close to the Christmas rush. Americans are having their Thanksgiving this Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to all of them. To everybody, spend some time on knowing who you are. Spend some time on finding out what makes you happiest. If you are angry and you're frustrated, or even worse than all of that, if you're afraid, which is usually a result of anger and frustration, if you are afraid, spend some time trying to figure out honestly to yourself why you feel fear. Because you're not supposed to be afraid. You're not supposed to live your life in fear. You're not supposed to fear anything in life. I wanted to talk a little bit today. Our time is restricted, about the theory of probability. And I learned this when I was in grade 6, of how probable, likely things are to happen to you. Like, we tend to go to the store and buy a lottery ticket thinking that we may win. Yeah, you're absolutely right that you might, but there's a greater chance that you won't, because the probability is strongly against you. Theory of probability, I wanted to touch into that. And the same thing happens with the things that you may be afraid of. There's very likely that it's not going to happen to you based on the theory of probability. If you practice the theory of probability, it's a good measure to walk you through life. Most of the things that we're afraid of never happens. Just like you trying to win the lottery ticket, I'm not disrespecting anybody or the organization that, you know, telling us that we may win, but it's a good chance that you won't. The theory of probability also suggests that there's a good chance that the things that you're most afraid of will not happen to you. Thank you for joining the show today, folks. We had a good time. It was fast and it was easy. Again, I apologize. Our internet seemed to have gone down for a little bit. But thank you for being a part of the show. Everybody, have a safe and happy week. Make the best time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.